Navon Sampson from Fox League joining us as we preview these preliminary finals this weekend in the NRL. And let's get into it. Friday night, Melbourne Storm, Canberra Raiders, Suncorp Stadium, and the market with TAB has this at $1.47, the Storm. The Raiders, $2.70. The line is 6.5. Canberra the plus. Canberra Munster back in, of course, for the Storm, Vonnie. And we wait to see whether Dale Finucane could be an inclusion there as well in the 18 jersey. He hasn't played well. I think he's missed 7 games due to a calf injury.
Yeah, I would expect Dale Finucane to play in this one. Cameron Munster's the big in, though. We know and love him. He's the Munster mash, but he's decided that he's going to be more mellow Munster for this one, because sometimes when he gets a little bit frantic and overcooks the situation, it has a bit of a flow-on effect. So Cameron's used this time, and when we know he's been a bit croppy on that knee, which is his third time that he's you know, sort of re-aggravated all that scar tissue and cartilage inside that right knee this season. So if you wanted any positive signs, I don't know if you boys saw the epic ping pong challenge that has been going down inside the Melbourne Storm bubble, but it was the height of competition, and Cameron Munster lost to Nicho Hynes in this high-stakes showdown. Nicho came out like Conor McGregor and the whole room was erupting. So the boys definitely thriving inside the bubble, but the way Cameron Munster was moving around the table tennis, the lateral movement, he seems fine. So he'll be an enormous inclusion for the Melbourne Storm. But Josh Adakar said that this last 4 to 5 months has really been the making of this playing group. They've bonded, they're closer than ever. It's been a bit of a blessing in disguise. But it's bizarre that, so, I mean, tomorrow could be the last time that we ever see Cameron Smith. Do you feel like we've missed out a little bit of the fanfare? Or do we just presume it's going to be on grand final day that we get the big goodbye? Because 428 NRL appearances, 18 years, no player has played with the longevity, or you'd have to say no player has ever played better throughout that time, such an extraordinary amount of time. 37 years old, you'd have to say that he's absolutely changed the role and the expectations of what a number nine is. So for Cameron Smith, I mean, we saw a little bit of detail being leaked around Suncorp Stadium. They are preparing a bit of a farewell. All his family have been invited. His dad, Wayne, will be there. So there will be a bit of a swan song of sorts. But I can't imagine that tomorrow night he's just going to fade away, because we still don't know what he's going to do. And look, if you're looking on form, he could definitely play on next year and potentially the year after that. So what's your gut feeling? Do you think that tomorrow night will be the goodbye to Cameron Smith?
I reckon it's very clear. I think if Melbourne Storm win this game, he will announce the grand final to be his last game of his career.
Mm-hmm.
If Melbourne Storm lose, he's coming back next year.
Ooh, do you think it's all dependent on results?
I think it's very clear.
Oh, fascinating. I mean, even Billy Slater said never say never, because you never really know what to expect from Cameron Smith. And look, whether this season is his last or not, Billy didn't even rule out a return to Origin, which caught me by surprise, because internally the Maroons, they definitely weren't expecting to have the service of him. But Billy said, look, you know, Smithy would love nothing more than to finish out with 3 straight Origin games. So still plenty. I mean, look, internally the Storm, do you think maybe the Storm know and they haven't released it, or they haven't leaked it to the rest of us?
You know what, Vonnie? They've kept a great secret if they have. I'm a bit like Clarkie now. I never thought of it like that until Clarkie just mentioned it. He might be umming and ahhing about the decision, and he just wants to make sure it's the correct decision and play tomorrow night and then just see how he feels. And yeah, if they win, he might think, well, last game, grand final, that's what I want to do.
I like that he doesn't want a full year of Cameron Smith, Cameron Smith, Cameron Smith. I think if he announces it day before the grand final, yeah, I think that's unbelievable, because it means everyone gets that game to pay their respects for what a legend he has become. But it also gives him plan B if they don't win the grand final. He's shown he's still good enough. And if he's not saying, no, I'm done, I've had enough, then he can play again for sure.
Yeah, well, I never thought of it like that, but it makes a bit of sense. But I'm unsure, to be perfectly honest, Vonnie. My gut feel is this will be his last season. I don't think he'll go on, but sort of thought about what Clarkie just said then, and that makes a little bit of sense. But I think it will be his last game. I think the Raiders win. I think that they rested, both teams rested a lot of players in the last week of the regular competition. And I reckon both teams in the first week of the finals started a little bit sloppy by their standards. I don't think the Raiders were that impressive against the Sharks, and I didn't think Melbourne were that great against Parramatta. Melbourne then had another week off. Yes, it's given time for Munster to get right and for Nukan to get right, but I just wonder what their cohesion will be like early. And they've got a big forward pack. I like the Raiders because I went out and watched the first game live this year. And I noticed, because you can't see it a lot on television, but the speed of the game. And when you're on the back foot, at stages there, both sets of forwards were gone. Both sets of forwards were walking. And I reckon the Raiders, now that they've played a couple of weeks in a row, if it's a fast game, I think it'll suit them. I really do. I think it'll suit them. And I think they might be found out a little bit, Melbourne. I think their forwards, because they're so big, if they dominate possession, good luck. But I reckon if the Raiders can trade set for set with them and get a few restarts, I reckon they can really take advantage against this bigger Melbourne Storm forward pack. And I reckon that's why Souths are having a bit of success, because their forwards are so mobile compared to a lot of other teams.
Yeah, Jared Croker absolutely echoes that. He said that the Green Machine are rock hard fit and ready to go. And Josh Papali is one of those players. He always starts the season really slow, comes good around Origin, and then blitzes it through finals. So his fitness and his engine is just unbelievable. When he barged over with all that hustle inside 5 minutes against the Roosters, you knew that the Raiders were on. Joe Harpen is the other one that's absolutely blossomed this year. Unbelievable. But you'd have to say that the most influential person for the Canberra Raiders is Jack Whiten. Now, we've got the Dally M's at Fox League on Monday, and you'd imagine Jack Whiten's going to make an incredible run towards the end of this series with the polling, because he's never been more confident. He's never been more solid. He doesn't look like he's ever been happier, to be honest. So, I mean, he will have a huge say. I'm with you, Loz. I'm tipping the Raiders as well. I think they're going to make history and do it the hard way and come from outside the top four and take this whole thing out.
I'm on the Storm. I was Raiders until I spoke to Zach yesterday. He thinks Melbourne Storm's the team to go on and win the grand final. Zach Lomax. So I'm going with Zachy boy. I'm going Melbourne.
Don't want them to win one iota, but I'm tipping Melbourne.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And the money's running roughly 2-1. In fact, just a little bit more than 2-1 in favour of the Melbourne Storm with Tab punters for that one. Let's go then. Saturday night, ANZ Stadium. What a game this is going to be. Penrith up against South Sydney. The minor premiers, Penrith, they're $1.45 with Tab. They're -6.5 at the line. The Bunnies are $2.75, and Penrith have just trimmed up in this market as well. They were $1.50 when the market first went up Saturday night, so into $1.45, whereas Souths have been $2.62, $2.75. Interestingly enough, though, at this stage we're holding more money at the Tab on the Bunnies than on the Panthers. I think the Tab traders will be pretty happy to stand Souths to lose plenty in this game. Souths are going to be popular all the way through in betting for this one. Vonnie, what a game this is. The minor premiers up against a team on an absolute roll. But Penrith, let's not forget, they have won 16 in a row.
Yeah, not that Wayne Bennett's bothered to watch, apparently. So last Saturday night, I mean, Wayne's been full of fib through this final series. So last Saturday night, he said, oh, no, I haven't watched the Panthers at all. Yeah, really don't know what they're about. I mean, like, how could you miss the 16 straight? If you're an NRL coach, you not know who took out the minor premiership and who has given us what one of the most remarkable record-breaking seasons we've seen in rugby league history. So, and the other little fib we're seeing today is that Mr. Wayne Pinocchio Bennett fibbing that he would never agreed to go to Penrith in the first place after he was on the skids at the Broncos back in 2018. So Phil Gould told me at the time that he had spoken to Wayne, they'd met, and they shook on a deal because Hook had been fired and they were looking for a replacement coach. And Wayne was definitely on the outer at Brisbane and looking for a new opportunity. Now, unbeknownst at the same time, while Gus was making plans with Wayne, their chairman, Dave O'Neill, happened to run into Ivan Cleary on the Northern Beaches and said, what's happening? Who was at the West Tigers, as we know, sensationally, and then said, would you ever come back? And Ivan said, yeah, I might think about it. So when both Gus and Dave got back to the Panthers HQ, both of them thought they had the solution. But as we know, it turned out to be Ivan who returned to the Panthers. But yeah, Wayne's definitely fibbing. He had committed to the Panthers, and you know, it is bizarre though that he would bring all this up and then take the heat off South, because he doesn't need to. South's attack is, as we know at the moment, the form line shows that they're scoring more points than anyone else. Cody Walker, Adam Reynolds, they've been electric, and then we saw that ignited Damien Cook last week as well. They were blistering. They've scored 144 points in the last 3 weeks. But the errors are where it's a little bit untidy for the Bunnies. They made 18 mistakes against the Eels, so they'll have to tidy that up. They're going to keep it simple. They don't want to overcomplicate this, because at the foot of the mountains, they're absolutely humming. This young playing group, they are fresh, they are carefree. They're a bunch of 20-something-year-olds who are having the absolute time of their life. The energy is through the roof. So they don't have Viliami Kikau, who is suspended, but Kurt Capewell comes in and he is raring to go. He's been on the fringe for most of this season. So, and because Penrith have been so lucky with their 17, they've hardly had any injury. So Capewell finally gets his chance in this do or die preliminary final. But this will be an incredible game.
It will be, Vonnie. I think I've chopped and changed my mind quite a number of times on this game. I'm going to go with Penrith. Certainly not underestimating South Sydney at all, because what they've been able to do the last month or so has been tremendous, and something that I haven't sort of seen a lot before, the amount of points they've been able to put on and do it with ease. But Penrith have got just as good an attack. The only thing I reckon tips it in Penrith's favour is I think they're a better defensive team. I think they defend better. And I think they were challenged by the Roosters last week, or a couple of weeks ago, and they held on. And that was the wake-up call they probably needed. If they had won that game when it was 28-10, I think it was, they could have been more vulnerable, because they could have been, you know, Ivan might have been talking to them about, oh, we need to do this and X, Y, and Z, and their boys are going, yeah, it's all right, mate, we've got it all covered. But I think that would have shaken them up a little bit, that tight game against the Roosters, and they would have sat back and went, well, we're not as invincible as we thought. We've still got areas of our game that we need to improve. And I reckon that would have been a good lead-in for this game against South Sydney, and they'll be on edge against South. I think it'll be a high-scoring game. I think it'll be a tight game, but I reckon Penrith get through.
I want to go the Rabbits. You know what? I'm going the Rabbits.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm going the Rabbit. I'm going Cookie.
Right.
I reckon they've been on fire, and I think it's an upset. I think Penrith are expected to win. I'm going to go the Rabbits.
Vonnie, who did you say again?
I didn't. I forgot all after all that. I'm going the Panthers.
100% all in on Penrith. They're the premiers for me this year.
Come on, Rabbits.
Yeah. Sorry, Cookie. Oh, Cookie has a blinder. Now, we better get your Tab Everest tip before you go. So, are you with Team Eduardo?
Team Eduardo, but G-Trail will be amazing. He'll be hard to beat.
Great stuff. What a day. It's going to, what a weekend, Vonnie. We'll catch you on Fox League for those two prelims. It's going to be a belter.
Thanks, boys. Can't wait.